This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast on this Tuesday morning. Tomorrow's news tonight from our flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. In my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet, streaming online, and via the Westwood One XDS satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, and to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we have a question that's been posed to us by Steve in Thailand, and good morning to you, Steve in Thailand. He says, question for Denise. He says, who will take over if the current government of Iran is overthrown? He goes on to say, time and time again, we have seen bad governments like the current one in Iran removed by various means with no strong group ready to step up and take control such that law and order prevails. Without this, in Iran, we will see chaos and disorder in a country where we want the current leadership removed.
Touche, exactly right. And we certainly see that in Libya because there really isn't any kind of leadership in Libya. So, very good question. You can bet that there are some of that, there is some of that discussion going on in Iran right now. I doubt very seriously anybody over there is going to step down. Not unless it turns into what we once saw over in Egypt in Tahrir Square, where there was a resignation and a change in government, where El-Sisi finally had to come into power. But this will be a situation where somebody, if in fact, and I think it's pretty premature, but you know, the Iranians would necessarily have to vote on somebody, and we don't have a clue who that could possibly be. But you can bet that the United States would take a long, hard look at whoever it might be. But I don't think we're anywhere close to that here at this point.
Before we get into our discussion about Burisma that we're going to have, which is going to take up pretty much most of the next segment, what was it that the court decided yesterday that they said they would not change the Trump rules on family separations at the southern border, that they left that the way it is?
I think that came from, I think it was a ruling that came out of the Ninth Circuit, and I think it went to a higher court after that, but I can't help you, I did not see the ruling.
Okay, now there's a couple of other things that are sort of indirectly related. There was a report that the president had taken $7.2 billion more from the Pentagon for the wall. Now, we did get a report yesterday that 100 miles of the wall has been completely finished.
Correct.
So $7.2 billion is going to give us what? How much more?
No, the $7.2 billion was held up. It was being, there was a lawsuit, and it was being held up because they're saying that he did not have the authorization to use military funds. And the court ruled, the federal court ruled that he could use it. So that got released.
Okay, so how many more miles is that going to give us, do you know?
We are at 100, and he is predicting at least another 100 miles by the end of this year.
Okay, and we'll see where all that goes, because right now I heard Senator Cornyn yesterday from Texas say that they expected to start the trial, if you will, the impeachment trial on January the 21st in the Senate.
Correct. Today, allegedly, Pelosi is getting with her caucus to formally nominate and name and approve the two impeachment managers, and each impeachment manager would have their own team. Now, that will happen today, and then I guess it's or tomorrow, whenever it is. And then from there, the impeachment documents, the impeachment articles, then go over to the Senate, and whatever day McConnell, they give a full day, or they designate a day by which the articles are read, and it's kind of a formality kind of deal, which would be that following week. So we don't know when the actual trial would start, if there's going to be one.
Now, the Attorney General had a press conference yesterday talking about a lot of different things, but he talked about the Saudis, and in it he said that the new number was 21 of the Saudi military people were asked to leave the country because of what they found on their devices. Now, a lot of jihadist chatter going on there, and they were having a problem with Apple because Apple would not open up the devices so they could get into
these. Let me help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
They found on their devices jihadist material and pornography.
Kitty porn,
unacceptable.
Right? Was it a kitty porn?
I think.
Yeah.
But as far as the shooter's cell phone, he shot it. But
yeah,
we were able to get it together, but they can't get past the password.
Alrighty.
And Apple won't cooperate.
All righty, hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon. We're going to talk about Burisma, because Burisma reportedly got hacked by the Russians. What do the Russians know? And, gee, what could that mean for Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and others that were tied up with Burisma? We're going to get into that conversation when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce talking to you, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, if you go to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and click on the logo link, the red, white, and blue logo link, says USCCA on it, you will have a screen that will open up and it will show you a gun, free gun a day giveaway. But you'll also see you get a year's worth of ammunition with the gun now. So how about that? Not only do you get a chance to win the gun, but you get the ammunition that comes with it. And every day it's a different gun. So sign up for that. It's going on until the end of the month. You got till the end of January to do that. And then while you're there, take a look at the opportunity of being a member and what that means to you. They've got three levels of membership, and when you see something that you like, you will get, for becoming a member, $474 worth of free stuff, a lot of USCCA material, as well as some of the gun bags and little things to carry along with you. And you'll also get some videos, some training videos. I mean, it's all really interesting. And then there's the Concealed Carry magazine. You'll get that every month, and it's one of the best magazines for gun owners, period, anywhere. There's all kinds of things in there. You'll be able to save more money, too. So, USCCA, the logo link on my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and check it out and see what they can do for you. All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Now, the big story, is the Bidens still. And what's going to happen there, because this is going to come out in the impeachment trial. I'm not sure if they're going to be called as witnesses, but certainly Hunter Biden should be, right?
I don't think it'll get that far.
Okay.
Well, if it doesn't, that's okay, because I know the president would just as soon not ever get that far. But we have got the Burisma situation where it looks like as if the Russians got in there and hacked them, according to what you've written and according to what the other stories out there from Fox. So go on and tell us about all that.
When Burisma became part of the impeachment inquiry last fall, you know, I've often said that our adversaries watch us more than we watch ourselves. GRU, GRU, which is the Russian military, part of their hacking unit, they went to a phishing campaign. And I don't know who the actual employee was that they targeted, but, you know, these people are dumb when they are victims of phishing. But they were able to get login credentials from a Burisma employee and hence got access to the server. And a company out in California, which is a cybersecurity company, did some extensive research on this. They produced an 8-page report that showed all of the evidence that it was Russia that had hacked into Burisma and got full access to the servers. And we don't know what they got. That's too hard to tell. I think there may be still some work going on there. But the company out in California, the cybersecurity company, is called Area One.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't think that Russia still isn't intruding into all things in our politics, there's evidence that they are. So somebody please go tell Tucker Carlson that, because he doesn't believe it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's very interesting that Russia was watching our impeachment inquiry and decided, well, let's go check out Burisma. And they did. So, we have no idea what they were able to gain, but at least there's an attribution there. Sometimes attribution is the most difficult thing to do, but in this case, there was an attribution into GRU.
Now, what people are concerned about, and there's been two or three different comments made here in the chat room just in the last couple seconds, is are there any foreigners involved in this that we have yet to hear about?
Any foreigners?
Like, say, from the United Kingdom or France or Germany, players in the, that names might pop up.
What, that the hackers got?
Right. Uh-huh.
We don't know. We have no idea what they were able to gain. I would imagine if they got access to the server, they probably got access to everything. And, you know, this happened last fall. So, you know, Russia's got a file on this. What they're doing with it, we don't know.
Well, this is just so off the charts. And like you say, you don't believe Hunter Biden will be called. But if so, what? it's only fair to assume that they know everything that Hunter Biden was involved in. Everything.
I don't know that they know everything. We don't even know what that is. What Hunter Biden being hired by Burisma was not illegal. It
right.
was shady, but it wasn't illegal. I would argue that probably his relationships with China are probably necessarily worse than they are with Burisma. But what's interesting about Burisma is that his father, as vice president, got very involved because, remember, you had the Ukrainian prosecutor that was investigating. And then Joe said, you're not going to get the money from the United States / the International Monetary Fund until you stop the investigation. So that probably was part of some email chatter with inside Burisma, but I don't know that, you know, we can't know the extent of that.
Wasn't Joe's brother involved in all of this, too, somehow as a contractor?
No, that was Iraq.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, I got some questions about Iran and what's going on there in the streets. People are saying, and here's a question from Alan, and Alan is in Tulsa. All right. Well, let's see here. Let me drift down over here because we've got another caller calling in. All right. Good morning, caller. Is this Ian?
Yeah, I just got a comment.
Go ahead.
I mean, I like what you're saying, and I agree with her, but I'm not pro-Russian, and I'm not anti-Russian. Why are we surprised that the Russians do this? They've been doing this to us since 1917 when they were the Soviet Union. I mean, we just better expect this like the sun's coming up every day. And my other point is, look, we can talk about Biden, Burisma, Ukraine, all this till the cows come home. The fact of the matter is, they didn't hire Ian from Clearwater or Denise from Tarpon Springs or Captain Matt from Kent. You and I would never get a job working for that. They hired him for one reason only, because he's vice president, ex-vice president Biden's son, and they could use him. Okay? Other than that, the kid's a chump and a no good.
Uh-huh.
So that, and nobody says that. Nobody says that. Everybody's afraid to come out and say, well, that's why they hired him, okay? He could have been sitting there with an IQ of 20 with his thumb in his mouth, and they would have hired him.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it's all about. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, and there's a lot of truth to that, Ian.
Everything he just said is precisely right.
Yeah, and the other thing is, of course, when they talk about what a scumbag the son was, well, he was. He got drummed out of the military because he was on drugs.
Let's not forget, he just got this woman pregnant in Arkansas and is refusing, you know, cooperation there to give her child support.
Yep. And I think he finally admitted to the fact that he was the father. I think I did hear that somewhere along the line. But
well, there was a DNA test. He couldn't deny it.
Right. But the thing of it is that, gee whiz, I mean, there's more of this to come, I'm sure, some other things going on. But it's not just Russia. Let's be honest here. It's Russia. It's Cuba. It's Iraq. I'm sorry, it's Iran. It's North Korea. Who am I leaving out here? I know I'm leaving. Oh, Ukraine, right? We got all those different principles and all here. Everybody trying to get information, hacking this, hacking that.
China's the worst.
Okay.
But, you know, they're the worst because of volume.
Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about with you real quick, and we've only got about a minute left. I've received information that, and you know about this, I'm sure, that in the Gulf of Oman and the Straits of Hormuz, the Iranians are jamming communications as well as the GPS intentionally, trying to get one of those big tankers or something off course so they can go ahead and, hold it for a while.
Yep.
All right.
$2 billion goes through there a day.
Yep. All righty. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and we'll be right back with our next military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. This is Captain's America, Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
As the Democrats gear up for a primary debate in Des Moines, Iowa, Tuesday night, there will be one less person running, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker dropping out of the 2020 race.
I'm suspending my campaign for president with the same spirit with which it began.
And a recent Des Moines Register CNN poll shows Bernie Sanders leading in Iowa with 20%, followed by Elizabeth Warren at 17%, third place Mayor Pete at 16%, and former Vice President Joe Biden at 15%.
This was an act of terrorism.
In other news, Attorney General Bill Barr demands Apple unlock two cell phones used by the Saudi national responsible for shooting and killing three members of the military at the Pensacola Naval Base in Florida. Barr wants to see if he acted alone and says the attack was terrorism motivated by jihadist ideology. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. Find them online by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more about them. But they're going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit NAA.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More people have chosen to go to technical schools to learn a trade that will, in most cases, not pay them more than what you could get by just going over to National Aviation Academy and becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech. You're going to start at $50,000 to $60,000 a year and have the chance to make a lot more very quickly. Now, they've got two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay.
And the National Aviation Academy can fill the void that you've got, because when you start a job, maybe you're going to be a welder, maybe you're going to be a plumber, an electrician, maybe you're going to be, a marketing accountant or something in logistics and supply. Maybe you're going to be a machinist, a forklift operator. Well, a lot of those jobs are union, and what they don't tell you is that you're going to start out as an apprentice, and you're going to start out at the bottom end of the ladder, which is usually what we call an 80 percenter. So if the pay is $15 an hour, and that's what you think you're going to get, think again. You're going to get 80% or $12 an hour. If it's $10 an hour, you're going to get $8 an hour. If it's $12 an hour, you're going to get $9.60 an hour. You see where I'm going with all this. But check out the National Aviation Academy at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Tremendous opportunity. You can make a lot of money very quickly. You can move right on up the ladder. Nothing to stop you. It's all based on your own God-given ability as to what you can do and how you can do it. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Well, seems that President Trump is still awaiting a reply back from the North Koreans. Now, the White House National Security Advisor, Robert O'Brien, has said that the president has reached out to the North Koreans to ask them to resume diplomacy. That's been all but dead since October. Not sure what's going to happen there, but certainly they're going to continue to reach out and see what is done. By the way, looking at Army news right now, an Army officer was charged this past fall for trafficking firearms, at least three of which ended up in a house where authorities found nearly 100 pounds of heroin laced with fentanyl, according to federal court documents. Waiting to see what happens there. No name on the officer. And the Florida-based Green Berets out of the 7th Special Forces Group were awarded 30 Valor Medals, as well as 21 Purple Hearts for their actions in Afghanistan between September 2018 and February 2019. And kudos to the 7th Special Forces Group for winning those commendations and awards. By the way, the first hurdle Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy has is to clear his when talking about service in the Pacific. It's a bigger focus than the Korean Peninsula, because right now the Pacific means more than just having troops going in and out of Korea to counter China. Keep your eyes on that. And as part of the Army's effort to strengthen its partnerships with countries in the Indo-Pacific region, the service is planning to deploy one of its Security Force Assistance Brigades, or SFABs, for the first time. More on that when we find out who it is and where they're going. Now, sailors adorning their bodies with tattoos is a well-established Navy tradition, and the featured shipmates from the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt are no exception. Now, the Navy's got rules as to where they can be and how big they can be and all that sort of stuff. We'll see what happens with all of that. By the way, a Navy Board of Inquiry ruled that there's no reason to separate a lieutenant for dereliction of duty while serving on board the guided missile destroyer Fitzgerald during the deadly 2017 collision that killed 7 sailors. So that lieutenant was not responsible for that and is back on duty again. And the U.S. Navy's plans for unleashing robot warships on the world's oceans may need a little bit of work, according to a new study. Not so fast, some people are saying. By the way, the Air Force, you might have heard last week, MacDill Air Force Base was briefly locked down when authorities went searching for a suspect. Well, they found the person that had apparently threatened one of the employees on the base. There was a domestic dispute. They found that individual up in Brooksville. I found out about that over the weekend because somebody knew who the individual was. And as far as I know, he's still sitting in jail, that individual. By the way, the first all-women team entered the Aviano bomb-building competition, and they wound up winning it. Wow. The Air Force's team, called the Bouncing Betties, completed the Rapid Aircraft Generation and Employment Competition dressed as Rosie the Riveter, the World War II icon. How about that? Way to go, girls. And a Marine Sergeant Major will take over as the senior enlisted officer with the U.S. Africa Command, based out of Stuttgart, Germany, responsible for all the U.S. military operations in Africa, according to the Department of Defense. Also, the Marines are saying that starting in January, the Marine Corps will increase the time in service and time in grade requirements for promotion from sergeant to staff sergeant. Gee, Eric, I wonder what that does for your son there. He just made sergeant. So now he's going to have to wait a little longer to be staff sergeant, I guess. But anyway. And also, the Hawaii Air National Guard will start selecting candidates in April for one of its four space control squadrons in the country over in the Air National Guard over in Hawaii. Kudos to them. Now, last year's employment figures closed on a positive note for veterans who saw a significant drop in jobless claims in December. A lot more veterans are back to work, and that's a good thing. I always believed in hiring the veterans first, which is when I ran my company and had my trucks, I made sure that I hired military veterans first. They got the priority. Also, the Indian Navy has hit a major milestone in its quest for a homegrown carrier-based fighter aircraft. The military's research and development wing announced that over the weekend, and they are now actively pursuing such. Will they build their own plane or will they buy one? We don't know yet. We don't know yet. Also, Democratic lawmakers are threatening, and I don't know why this is a threat, a $45 million tax break for a shipyard up in Maine. Now, Democratic leaders in Maine have threatened to roll back a shipyard's $45 million tax break because they say conditions outlined in the 2018 law were not met. Oh, I see what it is. They're going to cut back their tax break that they've been getting. So technically, they're going to give them a $45 million tax increase. Wonderful. That's no way to run a railroad. And the Congressional Armed Services Committee will hold their first hearing of 2020. This week, but those events are likely to be overshadowed by the House's delivery of articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump, although we are hearing that they may not show up until the 21st when the trial starts, according to Senator John Cornyn. No, we'll wait, we'll see. They may get the documents first and then go from there. Don't know. But everybody's just sitting back watching, paying attention. All righty, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Only Eyes Optical. Now, do you need a new pair of eyeglasses? Are you an active duty military member, a veteran, or a first responder, active or retired? Would you like some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes? Well, how about checking out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. And all you snowbirds that are down here, you can take advantage of Diana Reason and her optometrist is there. Now, to schedule an eye exam, call 941-444-7984. Diana Reason will take care of all of your eyeglass needs and meet or beat any advertised price you have from the big box stores. Now, she cares about you and your eyes, too, and Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why they all get a discount on their eyeglasses. So stop by and say hello. Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-444-7984. Make sure you tell her the captain sent you because it'll make you feel good. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is back with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Listen, a lot of stuff going on here again today. My goodness, you can't get away from this. I'm going to start with this story. You may or may not have heard
that cyber warfare is playing a big part of what's going on with Iran right now. And Iran right now is jamming the radio communications in the Gulf of Oman, as well as the Straits of Hormuz, making it sound like they're coalition ships that are talking, you know, warships talking to the civilian tankers and whatnot, and they're not, number one. And number two, they're jamming the GPS so that they can't really tell where they're at. And all they got to do is get one of those big old tankers off on, you know, the other side of the fence, so to speak, the other side of the water, and boom, here we go. Somebody's going to wind up with a boat in custody, right?
Yeah, and in and around Oman, too, if I'm not mistaken, I think that their ruler just died also over there, who really modernized the country and it kind of brought them over to the West and away from Iran. I wonder if they're trying to play off that, the fact that there is a there's a bit of a vacuum there as far as leadership is concerned. Obviously, this would you know, probably cause for more people to actually go out there and well, I guess you have more ships to try to help guide them through this. It's one of the reasons why the British naval ships are out there. The Japanese went out there as well. To obviously try to guide this, wouldn't be any problems.
Right. There were a couple of more British warships that came into the region with whatever was there. You are right, Japan sent at least one ship. Australia sent at least one ship. America's got their vessels that are there. And I believe there's also, who's the other one? Saudi Arabia, I believe, has got their corvettes out there. And I think the United Arab Emirates was also there with their gunboats out there. Not the little ones. They got a little size, and then they got a bigger size. And they're like our big Coast Guard cutters. So I think they had some of them out there, too. So that's what's going on right now.
Yeah, and again, you know, that can, you know, as well as I do, that can get a little bit dangerous when you have so many ships in close proximity. Which because, you know, somebody, there's an accident here or there, or somebody, you know, does something a long way, it could turn into a big, you know, shooting war quickly. So hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, and of course the Straits of Hormuz get kind of narrow up in there. You get a couple of big tankers up in there trying to maneuver past each other, one going one way, one going the other, and there's no telling what might happen. Now, yesterday, and by the way, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals voted to allow the president to use the $7.2 billion from the Pentagon budget to continue building the wall there along the Mexican border. And yesterday he announced that he had taken the $7.2 billion and they were, in fact, building more wall. He's finished 100 miles of it so far, and he's going to try to double that over the course of the next year.
I have, you know, some people believe in it. Other people don't. I'm one of the ones that are not the big believers in the wall. If we get another 100 miles done, okay, we got 200 miles done. We have how many more to go? And, we've seen already the pictures of people, you know, climbing over, getting things done. I was highly disappointed in the state of Florida where you had the Republicans in the Senate reject E-Verify, which I just, for the life of me, I can't seem to understand why they would do that, because I think that'd be a much more effective way in ridding ourselves of people that don't belong here.
Well, the problem with that is there is a couple of senators down in Miami area, and it couldn't get out of committee because those two senators did not vote for it. They're the same ones that have been trying to change the gun laws in the state.
This is the problem with the Republican Party. They're not doing what they said they're going to do. I mean, here's an opportunity, quite honestly, to change things. You just tell, make employers. All you got to do is type in the information to see whether or not they're legal or they're not. And they're not even willing to go to that length. That strikes me as something seriously wrong with that picture.
Yeah. And by the way, for all you folks that want to know what's going on in San Francisco, there's a podcast out there. Just Google the words, what's going on in San Francisco, and you'll get a chance to hear a firsthand description. I don't think I want to know. How about you?
What's going on in San Francisco?
Yeah, as far as on the streets, all the people on the streets. It's a mess. It's a real descriptive mess and disease rampant mess. Chris, you know, I've always been for a balanced budget. I know every year that Vern Buchanan has been in Congress, that's one of the things he does. He introduced a balanced budget amendment, and it really doesn't go anywhere. But now we're finding out the U.S. budget deficit is running 11.8% higher this year than last year.
Again, budget deficits, they don't bother me as much as you know, people talk about, oh, we've got a budget deficit with this, that. We're going to continue to improve if we, you know, if we can export more energy. I think that that's a key for us, quite honestly. I think that that's what we need to do.
I agree.
The fact that we have a bit of a budget deficit is also because we can afford more. It is what it is. I mean, we are a more developed nation, so we can afford more. So, yes, that's going to, you know, that's going to continue to be the case.
And we take in more money, and we spend more money.
Oh, you know, absolutely. Yes, there's no doubt about it. I mean, it's common sense.
All right. Well, it's just human nature, I guess. Now, I gotta toss this one out there. Your neighbor up there, AOC, came out with one of her infinite statements again and said, well, just because we have a record Dow, it doesn't mean a thing when the wages are stagnant. What's she smoking?
Wages are stagnant.
That's what she said.
It's patently absurd, quite honestly. It really is. The fact that she thinks that the wages are stagnant when we continue to just take a look and see how much better wages are coming, and we're finally starting to see some actual wage growth, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and we're seeing it in different factions across the country. Now, we had all of our teachers, well, not all of our teachers. We had a large amount of our teachers yesterday up in Tallahassee doing a demonstration there for higher wages and more money for the schools and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. And the number that they've kind of settled in on is they want the teachers to make $47,000 a year. That's the number they're looking at here in Florida.
Well, that's the starting wage?
That's what they want.
I mean, I think the teachers, you know, wages do need to come up for the state of Florida. It really lagged the rest of the country, without a doubt. The question is that how are we going to end up paying for this? And, you know, the reality is that, you know, property taxes, the way property taxes are accounted for in the state of Florida, they're actually going to have to make some changes. I know it's going to upset people, but some of the rules that they have there, quite frankly, in my opinion, just not fair. You know, when you have two houses on the same street and one is paying significantly more than the other and they're basically identical houses, that's problematic. You know, I know people like the fact that, you know, you get the homestead exemption and then, you know, it's because you've been there for an extended period of time, you don't get to pay as much. But, you know, in a state that's growing, it would be one of the most populous states in the country, you know, if your economy to continue to be dynamic, you must have a first-rate public education system. And it's not there yet. And teachers do need to get wages where, you know, it's going to be commensurate with the rest of the country.
All right, here comes the music. I can't get to the last story I wanted to mention with you, but we'll get to that tomorrow. So you have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. The website, go over there and check him out. And Eric, I'm going to take a look at whatever you sent me during the break. And coming up after the break, we've got Ron Edwards. So don't go anywhere. He'll be with us, and I'll be back right after your stations get a chance to give you the news, pay you a few bills, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.